Why do we need the gospel? For one, the King of the universe came to save and serve you. And that's simply amazing. We'll sing about it today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hello, hi there. To Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We've got a place for you right here. We've got wonderful music. We've got friends that are welcoming you and celebrating the gospel. And so to you, we say, thanks for stopping by. Yep. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters like my friend Gordon Mote, Gene McDonald, Kevin Williams, Ken Davis, Lauren Talley, hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Our soft feminine side, Tori Taff, is here, and Bill Gaither himself. Welcome, Bill.
Hey.
I'll lean on you, you lean on me.
And all of my friends today are some of gospel music's best. Buddy Green, the Neelands, Ivan Pucker.
We're going to let the whole Homecoming gang do what they do best, Bill. We're going to let them sing.
Okay, let's do it. A fun gospel song with the entire gang, plus Marshall Hall, Kim Hopper, Jason Crabb, and Sarah Delaney.
I want to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day. I want my life to be an example for Him in every way. I want to treat my brothers the way that Jesus wants me to, because He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I want Him to shower me with His blessings from up above, and then rock me and rock me and rock me in the cradle of His love. I want Him to lead me and guide me in everything I say and do. In His service, I want Him to choose me and use me as He would do. What a wonderful counselor, mighty Prince of Peace is He. All I want each day is just a closer walk with Thee, because I love Him, I love Him, I love Him, and I know, yes, I know He loves me. You see, I love Him, I love Him, I love Him. Because He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I want Him to shower me with His blessings from up above, and then rock me and rock me and rock me in the cradle of His love. I want Him to lead me and guide me in everything I say and do. In His service, I want Him to choose me and use me as He would do. What a wonderful counsel, a mighty Prince of Peace is He. All I want each day is just a closer walk with Thee.
And so many of your favorite Homecoming friends.
My public service announcement today is Cheer Up the Lonely Week. Find someone who needs some joy in their life and do something nice that will cheer them up. They'll love it, and so will you. It'll be great.
Are you asleep right now?
Oh, he's cheering us up.
But you know what? Just the thought of taking a nap.
Cheers you up.
Later on in the afternoon is one of the things that gets me out of bed.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a vocal band on Homecoming Radio.
Looking through the paper just the other day,
have a section called my eye. They said that I was just $600 away from 7 days in paradise. But when I met Jesus, he described to me an offer I could not refuse. Yeah, he's already paid my fare for eternity. Now I'm boarding on that heavenly cruise. Sign me up.
Write my name on the road. Punch me out a ticket, cause I'm ready to go. Everything's in order, I could leave tonight. So if you will, put me on your earliest flight.
Point me to the exit with my traveling plan. I like to get things rolling just as soon as I can. I'll be grateful for eternity, so sign me up, I'm ready to go. Tropical sun shining down, and the moonlight on the water makes my day complete. Just makes me wanna stay around. But this heaven on earth is not enough to compare to all that Jesus has in store. Yeah, I'll be ready to go when he gives the word. I've already got one foot out the door. Sign me up. Write my name on the road. Leave tonight. If you will, put me on your earliest flight. Point me to the exit with my traveling plan. I like to get things rolling just as soon as I can. I'll be grateful for eternity, so sign me up, I'm ready to go. Then point me to the exit with my traveling plan. I'd like to get things rolling, rolling. I'll be grateful for eternity, so sign me up, I'm ready to go.
Sign me up,
sign me up,
sign me up,
sign me up,
sign me up, I'm ready to go.
Well, it feels like this is a little bit earlier than usual, but it is time. Can't argue with the clock.
No, you can't.
Time for the word of the day.
I asked the programmers to move it up.
Get a new clock.
All of these wonderful homecoming radio co-hosts have little bells in front of them. They're ready to ring in if they know the answer.
Oh, I'm going
to
get it this week.
There's no bell.
We might trip them up. Word of the day is factotum. Factotum.
Oh, factotum. Yeah, let me. Where's my bell? I can't see my bell. I know this one. I've got to find my bell.
Get back, honky cat. I got this right here. Factotum, a little history. 38 miles south of Ecuador lies a sleepy little community near the Andes Mountains in view of Mount Barney Miller. Close, very close. I thought that would get more. Very close.
I liked it.
To the rainforest is the community of Factotum. It is the papaya capital of the world.
I wondered where papayas are.
Well, now you know, produces over 10,000 barrels of papayas every day. They host the annual Factotum Papaya Festival.
That's a lot.
And 5K run. They even celebrate with papaya songs like Papaya Was a Rolling Stone.
Yes.
Papaya Don't Preach.
Yes.
And Papaya Mau Mau.
Is it also the group, the Mamas and the Papayas? And,
you've been there. You know what I'm talking about. It sits right on the equator, and it's an equal distance to the North and the South Poles. In 1977, they petitioned to become a third pole. And in 1982, they became the Factotum Pole.
I did not even
see that one coming.
That's what I asked for.
Me either.
Here's the real reason. A factotum is a person who has many diverse activities or responsibilities, especially one whose work involves a wide variety of tasks. To use it in a sentence, thank you, I will. After graduating from college, Natalia worked for several years as an office factotum.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Important.
Interesting.
You stand corrected.
Kevin, I don't care what Tori says. I like yours.
So do I.
There it is.
So Kevin, you're Bill's factotum.
What? You sure are.
Yes, I am. I guess that's an interesting designation there. Yeah.
I think that calling somebody a fat totem is pretty
that's kind of rude.
Pretty rude. Yeah.
It's very politically incorrect. Yeah. Don't be factotum.
Here's Buddy Green.
Yeah.
How in the world are you going to know when a wolf comes along like a lamb, telling you the wrong way, saying it's the right way? How you going to understand? How you going to know for sure if the preacher is preaching it right? One is saying this and another saying that. Can they both be standing in the light? Keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna go right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night. And if you wanna do right, keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, how you gonna make your stand when it all comes crashing down? When Babylon's burning and everybody turning, waiting for the final round. Where you gonna be on that day when the clouds come rolling in? When the Lord returns and everybody learns the lessons of a life of sin? Keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna grow right. The Spirit of God, it's like a flame in the night. And if you want to do right, keep your head in the world, brother, and your heart in the light. To a great and holy plan. When you talk about things eternal, it's just more than you can understand. But we all have a part in the story, and we're all a part of His concern. And the Lord is willing to teach everybody who is willing to learn. Keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna grow right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night. If you want to do right, keep your head in the Word, brother, and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the Word.
That's our friend, Buddy Green, on Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. Kind words can be short and easily spoken, but their impact is endless.
That's good.
Well, hello, Mark Lowry here. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
Time now for advice on handling an awkward social situation. It's lunch among friends. Seated here are Gordon, Kevin, Ken, Bill, Jean, Lauren, and Tori, and everyone was enjoying their appetizers when suddenly a side of awkwardness was served.
Isn't it good? It's a bacon-wrapped pickle dipped in marinara sauce.
Marinara sauce.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, Kevin, who'd you vote for in the last election?
What we have just witnessed is tricky ground. Politics is often a touchy subject, but coming right out and asking directly who someone was voting for could leave things a little awkward in such settings. How will our homecoming friends respond? Will anyone rescue Kevin? And poor Tori. We don't want her to feel bad.
I meant county coroner election.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she meant the AFM.
Why are you all looking at me like
nearly
that?
A folk
Send your mule down.
And that's another way friendship is salvaged. A helpful service to navigate social situations from Homecoming Radio.
Long, long time ago, my heart was burdened with sin. Head bowed down in sorrow, the devil had me troubled within. Well, I started out seeking salvation. I had a hard time resisting temptation, but I kept on searching till I found the King of Kings. Well, I kept on searching, 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 searching. I kept on searching till I found him. Kept on searching, 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 searching. Kept on searching till I found him. Kept on searching, 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 searching. Kept on searching till I found him. Changed my heart, changed my heart so I could live.
He changed my mind.
Change my mouth, change my mouth so I can talk.
Oh,
right.
Got into my feet,
change my feet so I can walk.
Yeah,
right.
I kept on searching till I found the King of Kings.
Jason,
I'm looking high and low, along the wandering way. My soul was full of longing until one glorious day. It was in my anticipation. Gave way to sweet consolation, but I kept on searching till I found the King of Kings.
Well, I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. Kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him.
Kept on searching,
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 searching. Kept on searching till I found him.
Changed my heart,
changed my heart so I can
really
live right.
Changed my mind,
changed my mind so I can think
he
right.
Changed my mind.
The tallies. Hey, Gordy, that's an ending, isn't it?
I tell you what, I think the ending is almost as long as the song. You know, we call that in the music business, right?
What?
That's called a trash can ending. No, that really, really it is. That's what we call it in the studio. Yeah, do a trash can, you know. Trash can ending.
A couple high notes and then Jesse Dixon on the end. Greater Vision.
Lord, here I am again, coming into your presence with a song of praise and a heart that is grateful and searching for ways to tell you I'm thankful for all that you are to me. When my soul is troubled, you are my peace. When I am weak, you are my strength. When others forsake me, you are my friend. When battles keep raging, you're my defense. When my heart is broken, you are my healer. When I needed saving, you were my savior. When I come to worship, whenever I sing, you are my king. Sometimes I stop and think just where I would be if your hands of mercy had not rescued me. You give grace undeserved, unfailing love. You're always just what I need.
When my soul is troubled, you are my peace.
Whenever I sing, you are my King. Lord, you are faithful, amazing, loving, unchanging. What you've been for others is what you are to me.
Project the Journey, that's Greater Vision.
Here's a great promise. If you go the wrong way, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the right way you should go. That's a promise from Isaiah.
The Finlandia tune by the composer Sibelius has had several texts written to it. One of it is, Be Still My Soul. I'm very partial to glorious lyric that we've been singing for the last 20, 25 years. I then shall live as one who has been forgiven. The vocal band, The Signature Sound, sings this, and I love the lyric. Listen.
I then shall live as one who's learned compassion. I've been so loved that I'll risk loving too. Point.
Gaither Vocal Band with Signature Sound.
And our praise and worship is very important to God, but it is meaningless unless it makes a difference on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
That's right.
As to how we live that out. I then shall live.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little good news to your life, and all the while encouraging you to remember that the King of the Universe came to be with you. Join us again next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
We encourage you and welcome you over at homecomingradio.com. It's open 24/7, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all those happenings.
You can also get the inside on the latest Gaither video. You can spend time on our Facebook page, and you can leave us a note. Go do it right now. HomecomingRadio.com.
Guys, we have 75 terrific homecoming stations in the great state of Virginia.
Read them all.
We're going to name them all. Here we go. No, a few like WRVL, WXRI, WYRV, WTTX, WZAR. Hey, Big
Salute.
It's been a great day. Yeah. We wanted to make you happy and encourage you, and hope we've done it.
Bye. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.